We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Slacker and Steve on demand.
Real quick, we have a takeover of the radio station happening right now.
It's awesome.
Mighty Millions raffle is it's the Children's Hospital Colorado Mighty Millions raffle. They're giving away this beautiful show home.
They are.
In Wash Park. We've walked through it.
Yeah, plus they're giving us the cash to cover all the taxes when you win this mansion.
And it's furnished, and it's awesome. Well, Cruz is actually out there, so we're going to check in with him in a few minutes. The reason we're doing this is if you buy your tickets by midnight tonight, you're qualified for the Colorado Rockies bonus prize.
That's huge.
It's got like Rockies club level seats, four of them.
You're going to go like hang out at the batting cages and meet your favorite Rockies player.
And a Toyota Tundra.
And cash at $21,700 bonus cash.
So you want to buy your tickets right now, MightyMillionsRaffle.com. More information on all this coming up in a few minutes because we're going to check in with Cruz at the house. We got a little story here about five signs you're on a first date with somebody and it's got to be your last. So we want to talk about first date disasters.
Yeah. When you date an idiot is basically,
here are the five signs you should bounce on a date. Number one, your date controls the conversational agenda.
Exactly.
He quickly dismisses what you have to say and changes the subject before you're ready. He's visibly impatient when you speak. May I say that I've never been on a date with you, but okay. I imagine you don't control the, I mean, you steer the conversation away from yourself.
I do, because I want to learn about her. So you're right. I want her to go on and on and on about her so I can learn about her.
But you understand.
What's that?
You're a guy who doesn't want commitment.
Mm-hmm.
But then when you do something so amazing as being a great conversationalist
and a listener, I'm a good listener.
You set the hook and they want more of you and you're never going to give it to them.
That is true. That's why I kind of be upfront and honest.
Look, you're going to fall in love with me tonight.
Right. That's not like,
and you're never going to get it.
No.
Is that sort of the thing you say? Or you have like a little printout laminated thing you slide across like, I'd like you to just read this and then check the box at the bottom saying you acknowledge that there's no commitment at the end of this.
But you're right. Guys, pro tip, just listen to her. Shut your mouth and listen.
Yep. Answer the questions and then.
There you go. Listen.
He shares things about his personal life that reveal his faults or incompatible values.
Yeah, you're an idiot.
If he brings up topics like his therapy history, family dysfunctions, or criminal run-ins.
Jesus.
I'm going to say I do all those things.
You
not
do.
Criminal run-ins, but I.
Because honesty on the first day, you want to let her know everything about you, including.
I feel like it's important people know that I've been to therapy.
Okay, maybe not on the first.
Yeah, you might be right.
Not after you ordered
them. Rocking back and forth going, I hope the crab cake's good.
If they're not.
I'll explain what happened.
Yeah, that might not.
I got to call my therapist if it's bad. Okay, so that's a bad thing. That's your first date should be your last. He can't stop talking about what went wrong in his last relationship.
Don't ever bring up the past.
Even if she asks, well, what do you say?
Exactly.
If it's like, why'd you break up with the last one? What do you say? It's like, it just didn't work out.
Keep it generic. You don't have to get into details and don't throw the blame on the other person because you're just as much to blame.
Well, and you look like
you're right.
You look
exactly.
Like a narcissist who's never wrong at that point.
Yeah.
He sends you a signal that he's only interested in a casual relations-based relationship.
What's wrong with that one? What's wrong with that? At least you're being honest and upfront. You're letting her know. Hey,
it says, for instance, he slides you a laminated card that says, my name is Steve.
Check this box if you want.
You're going to fall in love with me by the end of tonight.
Well,
but all I want is relations.
Right. Okay.
So that's the only one you do bad. He discusses your yet to be born children, plans a vacation, or regales you with stories of your future together.
You're just a moron if you're doing that.
I was on a date with a girl who did that.
She had your whole life planned out.
It was our first date. Yeah. And she was saying things. She already announced she talked about how well her first name flowed with my last name.
Get
and I was like, Are you kidding me? Like, first date, and she's putting her first, you know, I remember in high school, girls writing
out married names, yes, and spelling the hyphen.
Kim
and
Johnson. Oh my God, Kim / Johnson. Yeah, no. She was like, the first. She kept, and I was like, what are you, and I was 20 something.
Whoa. You
not,
just,
yeah.
You got up, and it, well, she was probably hot, and so you.
She was really hot.
You hung out for the night, but then.
I still tried to sleep.
Okay, all right.
And honest to God, no, this, I shouldn't give all the details.
No,
but
you
like,
should.
There was a point in the night where I realized she was, I thought she was just being cute. But then as the night progressed, she was saying other things like, oh my God, we'd make really, with your hazel eyes and whatever. And she said something about us making kids together.
Okay.
And then when it came to having relations, I was like, man. Oh yeah, no, I didn't.
Good.
I was like.
She was so setting you up,
she
man.
Was, oh yeah, she was, she wanted.
That's wicked, but she was.
She, so we want to know if you've been on a first date that turned out to be a complete disaster. We found a couple things on Reddit. Somebody talked about being on a first date that they had met on Tinder, and the entire time they argued. I don't understand. Have you ever argued with somebody?
Ever.
Not even by the like fourth date. I'm still putting on my
false face.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
This person said either he didn't agree with me or I didn't agree with him on anything. Normally, I don't argue with someone just because I don't agree with them. But this guy was so arrogant. After leaving the bar, he somehow thought it would be a good idea to ask me to come up to his place.
Whatever.
Saying no was the last time I spoke to him.
Yeah, you're right. Who argues on a...
On a first date that you got on Tinder. Tinder, you both are presumably there for the same reason.
Amen.
There's nothing to fight about. Just
Don't even talk. Just adjourn.
Yes, have your cocktails and then
boom.
Adjourn to the relations department. All right. So we want you to top these stories. If you've gone on a first date and it was such a disaster, you never went back. We want your first date disasters. Kim?
Yep.
First date disaster.
Yeah.
I met a doctor on Plenty of Fish, and he said, hey, let's go to Blackhawk. And we went to dinner there, and we went out to the tables, and he put $500 out in front of me and said, hey, let's see, you can win more money. And I ended up hitting $7,500, and by the end of the night, he had spent it all.
Holy,
how's this a disaster? You're up $7,000.
That rocks.
He took it and spent it.
Wait,
it was his
table.
Seed money.
But he said, let's see how much we can, win for me. It's, you don't get to keep anything?
No, because he spent all his, and he texted me at the table, and he just kept sharing off the same pile and spent all of it within like 15 turns.
Oh my gosh.
But still.
Yeah.
Do you think she should have been allowed to keep some of it?
I think so. I would have let her.
I'm not worried about keeping it. I'm just like, you have a gambling problem.
Yeah, no, you're right.
Oh yeah, there's that part.
I guess we weren't looking at that part. He's not really a keeper if he's like has zero impulse control. Yeah, I get that. So that was a first and last?
Oh.
Yes, it was.
Dang. Was the ride back down awkward?
Yeah.
I imagine it would be because it's like
phone calls afterwards.
You're like, I know I don't want to be with you anymore, but I have to play nice for at least an hour and a half.
Right.
Not ideal. Thank you, Kim. Brooke.
Yay.
First date disasters.
So I went and had a date with this guy. We went and had drinks, and he's like, yeah, I have this movie that you guys have to see. So we go back to his house and watch a movie. And at the end of it, he is sobbing uncontrollably at this movie that he's presumably seen before and knows how it ends. And he took me back to his house to watch it so he could.
I just wanted you to see how emotional I am.
What a weirdo.
Oh, sorry. I miss you, Brooke. What movie was it?
Yeah.
Was it like The Notebook or?
It's called Kicking and Screaming, but not the like Will Ferrell soccer kicking and screaming. It was like some like 90s. Like singles type movie.
Weirdo.
And he was going for the, I'm sensitive. Will you
sleep with me?
Yeah. Will you console me and then sleep with me?
I was the dude in the relationship.
Yeah.
So.
Exactly. Yeah. You know, that's a first date disaster for sure. That's not ideal. Thank you for the call, Brooke. Bridget.
Yes.
First date disaster.
We met online. I should have known that he was going to be terrible because he couldn't spell for anything.
Oh.
But we go to Cracker Barrel. He announces 5 seconds after we sit down that he's got $7.
Oh, what are you? How?
That's not bad.
Okay.
Cracker Barrel is very affordable.
Okay.
Okay. So I order some sweet tea, and I'm like, I was thinking I would just order for myself and just buy my own dinner. But I realized very quickly that he was not the brightest bulb in the box. I excused myself, went to the restroom, called my babysitter, and told her to give me an emergency call.
Yeah.
I go back, and I've never done that before or since.
But you had to.
Yeah.
I mean,
I had to. And so the phone rings. I'm like, oh my gosh, it's my babysitter.
No!
I hope my kids are okay. So I'm like, well, I've got to go.
Did he buy it? Right. I mean, because anytime you get a phone call right after being in the bathroom,
it looks too suspicious.
I'm like, yeah. Did you end up buying his dinner then or no? You just got out?
I just paid for the tea, but it took the waitress forever to get the check up to the register. So I'm just walking around the shop. And I turn around, and he grabs my boobs.
What the heck?
And I'm like, I look down, and I'm like, those don't belong to you.
Yeah, see ya. Bye.
But I'll take those $7 for that. Thank you for the call, Bridget.
Slacker and Steve.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.